Hey girl, today I'm dropping some hard truth on you. Today I want to ask you, have you found the secret to finally losing weight, or are you still looking for that magic pill? Well, deep down, I think we all are kind of looking for that easy way, that quick fix, the no effort way to lose weight, if only it existed. It is a true, it's a hard truth to swallow that there is really no easy way to lose the weight, but there is definitely things that we can do to stop pursuing the lie. Because we continue to pursue the lie, it will never get us to our goal. I want to help you start to achieve the goal that you have. So I want to share with you three truths today that guide you away from this lie that there is an easy diet out there that's going to allow you to lose weight and keep it off for life and never struggle with food again. So stick with me, grab a notebook and a pen, let's dive in. Welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. They truly know how to market to us folks who like to get sucked into all the things, right, that mean we can lose weight quick. And it is something that we have been stuck in for so many years. The diet culture knows exactly what they're doing when they market to us and make it look so flashy. And there's a thing called shiny object syndrome, right? We try one diet for a few weeks, maybe in a few months, and it doesn't work necessarily the way we want it to. So we see something else out here that somebody's promoting. So we jump in on that and we try that for, and we never really find out what is going to work with our body. We never really find out because we're just seeking this quick fix, right? This is how we are as people. We just want to be able to do it with a minimal amount of work involved, right? It's the easy way. Time and time again, it is just something that is going to fail us. You know, I've gotten sucked in and I'm thinking you probably have too. How much money have I spent? Have we spent on shakes and pills and supplements and all the things that really haven't worked long term, right? They worked in the moment. They worked to get us a little bit of quick weight loss, but then we've gained it back or we've gained that back and then some. Today, I want to speak the truth into you. I want to encourage you. I want you to be able to walk out this truth or these truths and really start believing a different way. And stop letting the marketing suck you in. So the first truth I want to share with you is that this is going to be hard. Losing weight takes work. Ding, 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 ding. Duh. Right? If it wasn't hard for people, at least the US wouldn't be the most overweight nation in the world, right? We have access to the most things. We have access to the most food. And yet here we are. The most obese nation in the world. And, you know, on a lower level where we are, you and I, how do we walk through this life without being totally consumed with always wanting to lose weight, but not allowing the marketing and all the other things to get sucked into this idea that there is an easy way to it? Because there isn't. I mean, bottom line, there isn't. You are the only one that controls your habits. You are the only one that controls what you put into your mouth. You are the only one that decides whether you're going to get up and go take a walk. You're the only one that can decide that. And it really falls on the responsibility of ourselves to learn what it is to put the work in, because we don't get anywhere easy in life. And you may have experienced this in other ways in your life. And it's the same with dieting. It's the same with losing weight. It's the same with being able to trust yourself around food. If you're not willing to do the work, you're never going to see results. You're never going to see growth. You're never going to see change, right? Just making one choice at a time to a healthier you, one simple choice. We think that we have to like completely upend everything that we do to get where to where you want to be. And it just is a very small progression. Small choices over time will get you the big wins. And it's not easy, but lots of people have learned, lots of people have overcome, and I think you can too. It's just a matter of, are you ready to do it? And are you ready to put the work in to get it done? All right, number two, losing weight is a long game. This is the other lie that is told by all the marketing that we hear. Lose weight or lose 20 pounds in a month, or, you know, Whole 30, you know, in 30 days, you're going to be completely changed and you're going to lose all this weight. And well, the idea behind that is it's a short-term fix to a long-term problem, because most of us have behaviors that have to change, and that doesn't happen in 30 days. That doesn't happen in 2 weeks. That doesn't happen in 2 months. Sometimes it doesn't happen in 6 months, because we're so in our heads with everything that if our mindset isn't beginning to change, we're always going to go back to those old ways when that diet is over, when we're tired of it. We're always going to go back to the old ways. So it's really about learning how to change your thought process that, you know what, dieting is for the long game. It's for my entire life. It's not just for the next 3 months. It's just not to fit into that dress. It is for the long game. So making small, simple steps is the way that you want to go. But thinking, you know, what do I need to do for my 3 month goal? What do I need to do for my 6 month goal? What about my 12 month goal? What about my 18 month goal? Where do I want to be? Where can I see myself if I am implementing these things just daily, just showing up daily, small things? Where can that take me? And, you know, our bodies just need time to shift. We can't expect to starve and deprive and overexercise ourselves and our bodies are going to cooperate. They just won't, right? It comes back to kick us in the rear end every time. We deprive, we deprive, we deprive. We lose weight. And then, hello, you know, we find ourselves binging on the things that we have been depriving of for the last 3 to 4 weeks. And we are just, you know, head first in it. And so, you know, we've got to give ourselves time to adapt and adjust, and our bodies have to do that with us. We can't just expect our brain to say, I'm going to cut this off, and our bodies are going to follow, because they're not. You're going to be working against your physiology, which you'll never win, right? Physiology will always win, because we're hardwired to survive. We're hardwired for a certain number of calories, especially as women. You know, we're hardwired to, our bodies know what it is to be in deprivation. And so it's going to hold on to every piece of fat that it possibly can, because it thinks it's starving. And so survival mode is trying to save itself. And so the sooner that we can understand that it doesn't take a short-term fix to really see lasting results, it's one small choice at a time over a long period of time. And that is how it's done for a lifetime, for sure. All right, last truth. Losing weight happens when we are not obsessed with food and diet and deprivation. So this for me was a big one, like the all-consuming thoughts that surround it. It's almost like thinking that if I think about this more, I'm going to be more disciplined about it. In reality, there's research that shows that's absolutely not the case. Just because you're thinking more about it doesn't mean you are going to do it. Just the same way as educating yourself in a particular area, thinking that if you educate yourself in a particular area, it's going to make change into your body, into yourself, into who you are, into your body. Like you, that just because you learn something and you have a head knowledge, you know, we talk about this spiritually, just because you know that God's truth in your head doesn't mean you're walking it out. It's all part of every piece and fabric of our life, right? How you intake information is way different than how you walk that out. And so losing weight can happen when we begin to stop the obsession. We begin to learn what habits are best for us. We begin to learn the habits that work well, that we're enjoying, that we're loving, and learning to feed yourself like you need to feed yourself. Your body's going to begin to respond, and it's going to respond in a way that's going to blow your mind, because if you can release the obsession and learn how to navigate life without the all-consuming thoughts of food and diet, you know, you'll realize actually it's not as hard as we're making it. You know, our minds need to accept the process and be okay with the boring day in and day out. And I think this is a problem. People just want that quickness, that quick fix. I want this to happen, you know, within the next couple of weeks, and you don't see anything and you're just frustrated. You're, you know, feeling like you got to try something else. And really, it is doing the basic boring things day in and day out that actually get your results. Making the right healthy food choices, getting up early, taking the walk, you know, doing what it is that is going to impact your overall health. And you can, you know, consistently make choices and healthy choices and then begin to create those habits that will allow you to see that lasting change. We've got to lose the diet mindset if we're ever going to reach our weight loss goals. This is huge. This was me in a nutshell. I had to get rid of the diet mindset. And this was the only way I was going to be able to move forward. And it's the truth because I experienced it. And, you know, the question is, how do you do this? How do you actually get to that point? And the answer is, you have to put in the work. And for my question to you today is, what are you going to do today that's going to begin your process? It's going to begin your work. You have content knowledge. You know some things. Maybe you don't know all the things, but I'm here for you. It's one decision at a time. What is that next step for you? What is that next best step for you? How do you get to the place where you actually start walking this thing out, doing the work that you need to do? You know you need to do it, but you just haven't done it. So I challenge you today to think about where it is that you can start, and I would love to hear where that is. Email me, TaraJ, T-A-R-A-J at dietitching.com. I'm going to put that in the show notes. You can also check out me and about me and what I do at my website, dietitching.com. I also put that in the show notes. But most importantly, I want to pray for you. I do kind of pray for all my listeners. So thank you so much for showing up and listening. But I pray for all my listeners right before every podcast episode that someone would receive the encouragement, would receive the truth, and that would begin to walk out the things in life that take you further away from this captivity, which I like to call it. I mean, there is freedom in being released from all the food obsession. So I pray this has blessed you and it has helped you in some way. You can always come into our Facebook group as well. Check out the show notes for that too. Take care and God bless.
If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.